Governor Palin last night delivered her third State of the State address. She called for unity in working through the challenges Alaskans face and presented an agenda for improving the state's economic conditions. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The State of the State speech was largely directed at Alaskans, not at the national audience that's been following the governor since her appearance on the U.S. political scene.
When it seems that challenges may be as high as Mount McKinley and change as constant as the mighty Yukon flows, and political events send shockwaves through our foundation, just like the 64 quake, what is it then that Alaskans do? Alaskans, we climb Denali, and we forge the river, and we rebuild a stronger foundation on higher ground.
Because of the decrease in oil prices, the governor warned the legislature of changes to come. She's ordered a state employee hiring freeze and has informed the executive branch not to make any non-essential purchases. She also said there will be cuts in the budget based on low revenue, with new income estimates and new budget amendments coming in the next few weeks.
The challenge is not just to think fast and change plans when the price of oil suddenly falls, affecting revenue by billions of dollars. The challenge is to be consistent and follow a consistent plan, despite inconsistent prices.
She also announced she has issued an administrative order to devise a state fiscal plan. And there are other changes on their way to the legislature, too. The governor announced she'll soon send a bill for an in-state gas line. She advanced legislation to put details on her goal of energizing the state 50% with renewable energy, and she wants to create a joint utility corporation to unify the many small electrical energy providers. All this while continuing with development of a gas line to the lower 48. Without that, she said the state will not have the ability to pay for the future, and the reserves will be gone.
All these priorities, they've got to be a powerful incentive to think clearly and act decisively, not politically, in pursuit of funding them with our next economic lifeline, and that's the gas line.
The legislative response to the speech was generally positive, but the real reaction will come in the details of her plan that will arrive on their desks. But they were impressed that the governor was showing involvement in the session. House Rules Chairman John Coghill said the governor's agenda was aggressive, but she was engaged in the issues.
She made all the right points, and now we'll just see how she steps off and makes that work. So I'd say, for the most part, she did talk to Alaskans and to the representatives here and asked for us to work with her.
Palin says it's time for Alaskans to circle up, like muskox when they're threatened.
I ask that together we all get to work. Thank you, and God bless you.
The governor has 86 days to usher her ideas through the legislature. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.